Poised on the balls of his feet, One Who Cries dodged to the side. The enraged mammoth cow spun, wheeling, trunk high to scent Wind Woman, little eyes hot and black in her shaggy head. The dart Singing Wolf had so carefully crafted was buried into her flesh near the anus, where the hide was thin. The shaft itself separated, the main part falling back to earth, the lethal point and foreshaft deeply embedded in the beast, continuing to slice tissue as the animal moved. The cow whirled on her feet, trunk whipping back and forth as she sought her tormentor. One Who Cries bent low, zigzagging between the walls of shale that thrust up around him. Seeing his chance, he scrambled for the long dart shaft, grabbing it up, sprinting for the safety of the rocks. The cow caught a glimpse of him and charged forward. She stopped on the verge of bad footing, questing with her trunk. Heart pounding so hard he thought it would break his ribs, One Who Cries waited, safely out of reach.
Gotta goad her. Make her matter.
Catch me, old mother!
Dancing, he sailed a flat, hand-sized slab of rock to pelt her in the face. He jumped a tilted gray slab and rolled to one side, crabbing through the narrow crevice as the berserk mammoth circled, gouging the resisting ground with her tusks, flinging ripped moss and grass to the air. One Who Cries fitted the last of his four shafts into the dart body, twisting it into place, checking quickly to make sure it sat in the shaft straight.
That's it! Chase me! Come on! Be mad, mother! Mad to the point of blood rage!
He dodged to one side. The cow tore the frozen ground as she wheeled to follow. One Who Cries leapt, his last dart in hand, and lashed it forward. The dart shot true, planting itself in the thinner hide behind the jaw. The spent shaft separated and fell away. Head up, trunk extended, the berserk mammoth rushed forward. One Who Cries ran for the edge of the rocks. He made it, turning the corner. Legs pumping, he bounded along the edge of the drop-off. One last jump taking him to firmer ground. Heart thundering, he looked back, seeing the cow round the bend. She slid forward, legs locked. The undercutting excavations the men had dug from the permafrost collapsed. One Who Cries climbed up over the rocks, peering carefully over the drop-off. The red-haired trunk quivered, then went still, blood leaking from the mammoth's mouth.
Thank you, Mother, for your life which will sustain us.
Thought she had you for a second there at the beginning.
One Who Cries glanced over at Singing Wolf as he approached, then looked down at the dead cow.
Yes, she almost got me. I'll relive that moment forever.
Singing Wolf stood on the hill with green water, laughing sunshine, and the rest coming up as well. They would all begin the butchering process, rendering the huge cow for all they could take before beginning the long trek back to Heron's Valley. One Who Cries regarded the carcass as he wiped sweat from his brow.
Another hand's breadth, Mother, and you'd have stomped me into red mush. Blessed stars, there's got to be an easier way.
Somberly, he climbed down to kneel by the mammoth's huge head and stroke it gently. From the sacred pouch hanging around his neck, he took the special amulets and touched them to the mammoth.
May the blessed star people welcome you home, Mother.
The new darts had worked. Never had One Who Cries driven a point so deeply into animal flesh before. Singing Wolf climbed down near One Who Cries and cut one of the four shafts from the carcass, nodding as he examined the depth of the wound.
Still got a problem with the hafting. Can you make the point thinner at the base?
No. It'll break too easy on impact. I tried that, remember?
Maybe a longer point. Not quite as wide as this one.
Thought you said the people didn't make different styles of points.
Singing Wolf shrugged, sheepishly.